Okay, everybody, here we are. Jumping in. This is not going to be one of our normal episodes. This is just kind of a one-off thing. This today we are talking about a demo for a Kickstarter game called Courier. If you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you may have heard of this before, or if you've been hanging out in NES development communities, you've probably heard of this game. It is a game being released by Kahan Games. That's Kevin Hanley, who we've had on our podcast before. He was the developer of Nescape, NEScape. So this is his first original game since NEScape, and so there's a lot of hype around it. Very exciting. He was offering to put out a demo if folks wanted to play it, content creators, which I guess we are content creators. I said, hey, we can play it, and he sent it over, and so we did, and we're going to talk about it right here.
Get ready.
Get ready. Here it comes.
Get set.
Courier, developed by Kahan Games, not Con Games, with programming by Kevin Hanley, story and art by John Piornak, who is, I believe, Peekabrews, and music by Sergio Elizondo. Development on this one was finished, I think, a while ago. I think this one has been done for at least a year. I know Kevin had this demo going. The same demo that we played was already going at, he had this at Midwest Gaming Classic in 2023, which was almost a year ago at this point, and he has probably shown it elsewhere.
I think he mentioned it when we were interviewing him, too.
He did mention that. Where do you get this? Get on Kickstarter right now. Currently, they have a cartridge available with the digital ROM, which you can get for $60. It's a jet black cartridge. It's got a cool box art and stuff like that. Or you can just get the digital for $10. There was a very nice transparent green cartridge that you could get. It was limited to 80 copies, and that was $100, but that is sold out.
That sounds pretty hackerific.
Pretty hackerific, right? So the story of the game is you're a courier, okay, which is like a cyberpunky kind of hacker. You carry data. I guess you carry it in your brain or something like that. I don't know. But the corporation that controls all this stuff has made it so that they're trying to control the data. So if you hack into the data network thing, you'll download a virus. And apparently that is what happens to our character when he starts the game. He cannot remember anything because this virus has suddenly done something to his brain. So there's a little bit of a memento thing going on. Like, you don't know who you're talking to. Can you trust them? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, this is going to be a short one.
Yeah.
Just like this very short demo. So let's describe the game. What kind of game is Courier? At least as much of it as we have seen so far.
My initial impression was that it felt an awful lot like Cyberpunk 2077, but tried to be made for the NES.
Okay.
It's not, exactly like that, but that was the vibe that I got from it. Very, very cyberpunk, like sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. I think the same thing. I think if I'm going to try and pull out some retro cred, I'm going to say something like Shadowrun or Syndicate.
Yes.
But yeah, the cyberpunk, right, thing, which is really interesting, I suppose, in 2024. As we're recording this, Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, yeah, it was just like cyberpunk was this thing that was invented by William Gibson in a novel in the 80s. And now we're, about 50 years after that novel. So,
oh my God.
Jesus Christ,
we're all old.
Yeah, we're super old.
I was born before the 80s and I'm not 50 yet, so.
Oh, no, sorry, 40 years. I'm 40 exaggerating.
Yeah. What?
Whew. But okay. I just said it for effect. But the point is that it was supposed to be this futuristic thing, and now we're in the future. So
we're in the future.
I think there is always to me something interesting about cyberpunk today, because it has to kind of do something somewhat different, right? It has to not be what cyberpunk was. It has to take it and do something new, like Cyberpunk 2077 did. And it's a really interesting starting point, but I'm really curious to see how it's going to kind of develop that idea.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Neuromancer is the book you're talking about.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how it hits all these tropes. So the demo, I have to say, is very short. So the demo that he sent over is maybe about the first 5 minutes of gameplay, if you're taking your time with it, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just in that 5 minutes, it hits so many tropes of that cyberpunk genre. I was kind of amused by it. It is definitely, yes, it is very cyberpunky. I would say Shadowrun, it just oozes Shadowrun influence. There's orcs, there's terminals, there's hacking. It's like that Blade Runner kind of, I always think of film noir, but science fiction, you know? Yeah. That's a really interesting point that you make, that it's almost like a retro futurism kind of way of looking at things. I mean, like, some of this technology is already like, why would there be terminals everywhere that you hack into? Like, that's such an outdated concept, you know, that would be in the future, that you'd have these big terminals that you
would, it's like whatever the equivalent of a payphone would have been back then, you know. Well, let's think of a futuristic payphone.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
But I like that. Yeah.
No, I like it too, but it is kind of like a future invented by AT&T, not a future invented by what people actually, you know, I have a terminal in my hand at all times.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And then 50 years from now, people are going to listen to this podcast and be like, a terminal in your hand. Yeah, it's in my head.
Yeah. It's in your head. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to have my friggin' terminals on my contact lenses. That's what I want.
Right.
Contact lenses.
Well, yeah, they just implant them into my eyeballs. I don't need contact lenses.
Eyeballs.
But yeah, so I like that idea, though, that it's this kind of like retro technology and it's on the NES. I think it really works. You know?
I'm very intrigued by the story. I'm very intrigued to keep playing it. I will say that.
Yeah. Very text heavy for an NES game. Lots of text. Lots of reading just in the 4 minutes that 5 minutes that we played through.
Straight out the gate.
Yeah. It had some combat, not very much, but enough to kind of get a flavor for it, I think. So the game is top down. Let's say it is a top down going from point to point. It almost looks like a RPG, I would say, at first, because you're running around your apartment and you're like clicking to look at things and interact with things. And then the bad guys show up and now you're running around, and the combat is very much, well, I would say, if it was like Legend of Zelda, if everyone had guns with real-time bullets. Okay, so you don't even see the bullets. You just press the button and it shoots. And
I like to think it's lasers. I like to think that they're lasers being fired.
Well, I do like how when people die, they die in a little green puff of ash. I really like that little detail. And then you go and you search the goop and you get your items, right?
Yep. I was kind of wondering what we can spend the money on, because just in the 4 minute playthrough, I ended up with $133, I think.
Oh, did you?
So I'm curious as to where you can spend them. There's a lot of unanswered questions, granted, you know, because the game is, or the demo is so short, but I definitely am very intrigued. Yeah.
Well, it just whets your appetite. That's what it's
really, maybe that's what it is. I want more.
Well, you're going to spend some money on some body enhancements, man. You got to get rid of those eyeballs, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a, you know, talking about a cyberpunky stuff. So I actually never played the original Shadowrun games. Like, I didn't play it on the NES or the Super Nintendo, I guess I should say, or the Genesis or anything. I played, so there's newer ones, Shadowrun Hong Kong. I played through that one. That's an excellent game. So freaking good. If you like that kind of gritty sci-fi stuff, man, that one's really good. So I should mention there is also hacking in the game, because it's a cyberpunk game. Why? How could there not be hacking?
You gotta have hacking.
You gotta have hacking.
You just can't have cyberpunk without hacking and dark sunglasses worn at night. I think those are just the two important things you have to have.
Well, and leather jackets, right?
Oh, leather jackets, true. Studded leather jackets.
Studded leather jackets, right.
For his pleasure.
Yes.
Whoa.
What'd you guys think about the hacking minigame?
It took me at least 5 playthroughs to get it done. Like, I feel like maybe there was a little bit of lag on my emulator.
Mm-hmm.
By the 3rd or 4th time I did it, it really worked. Once you figure out how it works, it's nice.
Yeah, I think once you get the timing down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hacking minigame involves a little, I guess it's like it looks almost like a maze, right? So
it's like playing Worm.
Yeah, you've got like a little white line that kind of grows and it goes through like a green circuit board looking. And you have to turn the line just at the right moment on the D-pad to change the direction. And if you do it a little bit too early or too late, you fail the hacking and you have to start over. I did not mind it that much, because there's no penalty for getting it wrong. You just have to start over, you know. But I will say, I am a little worried about people who might be playing this on some kind of a setup where they might have some higher latency. So like I said, the demo is very short. I think it's a nice, I called it, it's not quite an appetizer. It's more like an amuse-bouche.
It is absolutely an amuse-bouche. It is just a little flavor palate cleanser.
Yeah, that's my bougie-ass opinion. Yes.
Yeah, I think, you know, the impression I'm left with is when you have such a short kind of amount of gameplay, the things that they leave in, you're going to think that it's fairly strongly indicative of what the game's going to be like. So before you get to the bar, which is revealed to you early in the demo that you have to get to the bar, there's a guy pissing against a wall. So I'm expecting lots of pissing against walls, or generally, you know, to be more serious, I think it's going to be a fairly adult tone kind of game, which is pretty common for these kind of cyberpunk kind of games. I'm expecting it to be pretty gritty. Maybe there's some moral ambiguity and stuff in it. And I'm expecting that there's going to be maybe some like double crossing, because already when you talk to the guy who you're supposed to talk to, it's kind of shady.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know who you are and things, so...
I assume everybody you meet in the demo who's like your buddy, like he's going to totally stab you in the back, betray you.
And I will say, you know, because this is also a very cyberpunk movie, but I don't think people really think about it as much as a cyberpunk movie, is Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah, okay.
And that is actually the movie that I think is closest to the plot of Courier right now, as I can see it.
Sure.
Because he's like got this data chip thing that he's transporting through his head, and he's somehow special because he's got it. And there's like people trying to double cross him, and he doesn't understand. So if this is just the movie version of Johnny Mnemonic, that is a guilty pleasure. I will eat up all day. I love it. So don't think that that's like a bad thing.
There's a real opportunity for some good story in this game. I hope they pull it off.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay, do we have anything else to say about this?
I have nothing else to say about it, because, I mean, I think the major takeaways for me from this, it was that it was such a short demo that it did whet my appetite for more. I can't wait to play the entire game.
Same.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, to wrap it up, Kickstarter for this one started January 1st, 2024, and it will run through January 30th. Also 2024, $60 US for a complete in-box copy with the ROM, or $10 for digital only. $100 limited edition, sold out. You missed it. Sorry. There's a trailer for this game on the Kickstarter page, so you can see some of the gameplay and what we've been talking about. And yeah, you should go check this one out. If this sounds at all up your alley, if you are into sci-fi, especially the cyberpunky stuff, you should definitely pick this one up. All right, guys, do we have anything else?
Do they have a timeline for when you'll be able to get the game when you buy it? Do you know?
Well, the game is 100% finished. It's done.
Oh, nice.
And it's exceeded its goal already on Kickstarter.
Yeah, it already. So it's getting made. Well, they only... Yeah, so the goal that they had was $10,101.
Nice.
Dollars. And they're already up to 23,000 with 23 days to go. So they've fully funded in 3 hours. That's what it says. Wow, nice. Way to go.
Estimated delivery June 2024.
Well, there you go. June 2024. Pretty good stuff. I like that. I like it when people do Kickstarters for games that are already done, right? That's kind of cool. Okay. I guess that's it. Get to playing Full Quiet, okay?
Oh, boy.
Get to playing it.
We got to get through that one. All right.
You got it. You got to work it. You got to work that game. It's a great game, but work it. Work it hard.
I got to get out my notebook. All right. Okay, guys. See you later.
See ya.
Peace.